recognize this voice. It's mezzo-soprano singer Lorraine Hunt Lieberson, singing Neruda songs composed in 2005 by her husband, composer Peter Lieberson. Tonight at Boston Symphony Hall, a second passionate song cycle called Songs of Love and Sorrow has its world premiere. These pieces are a window into the composer's real-life experiences of true love, heartbreak, and death. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
Composer Peter Lieberson and mezzo-soprano Lorraine Hunt first met in 1997.
We fell in love. It's very simple.
Soon, their lives were intertwined in art and marriage. Peter Lieberson says it's not easy to sum up his love for Lorraine, but clearly he was taken by her.
She was an intensely expressive person and an intensely private person.
And a strikingly beautiful person. Lieberson uses words like honest and real.
She gave everything to her art, so to speak. But it's more than that. She was like that all the time, with everything. Sometimes people say, how does she perform like that on stage? I say, well, because that's how she is.
Peter Lieberson composed this piece especially for his wife to sing. It's a song cycle set to Chilean poet Pablo Neruda's sensual, earthy, raw love sonnets. Lieberson says Lorraine's deep passion for words changed the way he wrote music.
I learned so much from her, and I learned how she carried a whole piece through with the melodies and the importance of the word to her that she was singing. In fact, that's how I began to think. You don't just set words, you feel words, and then some kind of melody comes out of that.
She's singing, my love, if I die and you don't, my love, if you die and I don't, let's not give grief an even greater field. These words are tragically poignant. Lorraine was battling breast cancer, but she was able to sing at the premiere of Neruda songs in 2005. After a performance with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Maestro James Levine asked Peter Lieberson if he'd be willing to compose a second song cycle.
And so I thought I'd write a kind of aria, scena, scene, operatic kind of scene for Lorraine.
But a few months later, Lorraine passed away. She was 52 years old. Then Lieberson himself was diagnosed with advanced lymphoma.
I was just a few months away from dying myself.
Heartbroken and undergoing brutal rounds of treatment in Houston, he was unable to compose anything. Soon, though, Lieberson rediscovered the words of Pablo Neruda.
He said, love is like a river. You know, it has no birth and death. It's just changing lands and changing lips. I found it to be very true myself, because when I was really recovering from grueling treatment, all of a sudden fell in love again. So these things happen.
Lieberson married a former Buddhist nun, and he says he's energized by rediscovering his own capacity to love in a much broader sense of the word. Longtime Boston Globe music critic Richard Dyer is grateful that the classical music world didn't lose another great artist. Now, he says, he's looking forward to the premiere of Lieberson's new work and what it might say about the composer's life.
That's what he composes about, is his life, his experience, his feelings, his thoughts. And, you know, thank God he did live. You know, it was an open question for a while.
The new work, titled Songs of Love and Sorrow, features baritone Gerald Finley. He's known the Liebersons for many years and says seeing Peter's new pieces for the first time was emotional.
I was very quiet because they are very intimate, very private, and completely heartfelt.
elements of Lorraine and her love are definitely in this piece, and things that she evoked in me and that I remember about her. And then there's also elements of my new love, and there's elements of life that has taken place over the last 3 years.
This idea is a reflection of Peter Lieberson's lifelong study of Buddhism. Even the final words of the new song cycle speak of impermanence. Adios, adios, Finley sings, repeated.
We're always saying adios. Every time we close the door, we say goodbye to our lover, adios. We say goodbye to our parents, adios. And one of my teachers said, always smile when you say goodbye, because you never know if it's the last time.
Adios, adios.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Peter Lieberson's Songs of Love and Sorrow has its world premiere tonight with the Boston Symphony Orchestra at Symphony Hall.